If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Pegged by Cheryl Blue. We often spoke about the idea of doing it, but I wasn't totally convinced that he was truly ready to go there. I mean, I knew he was up for it, but was he really up for it? I had decided in my mind that when we did do it, I wanted him to enjoy it, genuinely. I had to be sure that his part in this was more than him just doing it for me and my perversions. I needed to know that this was something he was wanting to engage in. The truth of the matter was, the idea of him being turned on by one of my fantasies was part of the fantasy as a whole. My desires and kinky daydreams were complex. They were layered and had specifics that had to be met in order for it to work. This one was no different. For as long as I could remember, I had imagined how much of a turn-on it would be to peg someone. I visualized everything from the positions I would do it in, right through to how he would look whilst I pegged away. God, just the mere thought of it compelled me to clench my thighs together, tight enough to trigger a cheap thrill to run through my clit and up into my belly. Mulling over how excited I would be in the situation literally made me gush. He said he'd let me do it. He insisted he was happy to give it a go. Try anything once, was his thing, apparently. His only stipulation was the dildo shouldn't be more than 7 inches long. That was fair enough. I managed to source a hand-poured sky-blue one. It had swirls of white running through it. It resembled clouds. It was actually beautiful to look at. I purchased the harness to go with it. Black, soft leather. Also lube. I figured plenty of lube would be necessary. I smiled to myself as I opted for next day delivery and clicked to pay on the website. My package arrived before lunchtime the next day and I couldn't wait to rip open the mailbag. The dildo looked better in reality, to be honest. The colours popped and as I swished it from side to side to get a feel for its flexibility, my pussy twinged with approval. I could just see it now. This blue dick-shaped silicone fabulousness going in and out of him, me controlling it. Ah, yes, the prospect excited me deeply. That night, I was buzzing. We agreed to put my new toy to the test. We started off as usual, kissing, fondling and playing around, but there was something more electric about our passion. It must have been the anticipation we both felt. I was just so eager to get to it. My saturated cunt practically ordered me to take control of the situation. I did. I shuffled down the bed until my face was level with his hardening cock. I gently began to jerk him off, then leant in and let my tongue flick around his tip. I licked up and down and let the edge of my tongue tease the whole head of his hot and throbbing. After a few moments, I felt his hand gently meet the back of my head. He wanted my mouth to engulf the whole of him. I obliged. I relaxed my jaw and let his saltiness ease to the back of my throat and tickle my tonsils. I moved back and forth, slowing down and speeding up wherever I felt it necessary. His quiet groans of appreciation spurred me on. He gently thrusted his hips in time with my head bobbing up and down. I salivated all over him. It was sloppy. He loved it. He had opened his legs slightly so he could thrust with ease. I took advantage of that and adjusted my body so I was laying between them. His dick did not leave my mouth as I moved across. My new position definitely added something more because his steady panting became more concentrated. I leaned slightly to the left and allowed my right hand to cup at his balls. He flinched then relaxed. I massaged them gently and continued to suck and lick at his rock-hard shaft. Eventually, I let my hand release his balls and I started to stroke at his asshole. His dick flexed. That made me know that he was fond of what I was doing. I took the plunge and let one of my fingers slip inside him. I felt him tense slightly. I wiggled my finger, then pulled it out. I sucked at the head of his cock and then reinserted my finger. His response was to treat me to some more wet and sticky saltiness. The dribble of pre-cum lay in the crease of my tongue as I had it curled upward to create a new sensation as I lapped at him. I finger-fucked him for a while, and then I told him I wanted to penetrate him. He responded by telling me he wanted that too. I hopped up and reached for the dildo and harness. I strapped up and stood before him. I ordered him to suck me off first. He gingerly leant forward and wrapped his mouth around the dildo. He began to suck and lick. Fuck! It turned me on. I watched as he got into it. He was handling it the way I treated his cock, with intensity and lust. I pulled away from him and told him to lie back. He did as he was told. I picked up the bottle of lube and kneeled before his gaping legs. His dick bobbed intermittently and his balls hung just above his tight, neat asshole. My pussy ached at the sight of him, and knowing what I was about to do made it all the more pleasurable. Whilst maintaining eye contact, I slapped some lube onto the silicone shaft and applied some directly to his anal area. He requested I only insert the tip first. I was cool with that because my intention was not to hurt him. It was to pleasure him in a way he had never been pleasured. I steadied myself and held one of his legs for extra balance. He instinctively pulled back when the tip met his entrance. I moved into him again and gently eased in. My stomach was in knots through the excitement. My pussy was drenched and I was just getting started. The tip was in and he had loosened up again. I slowly began to fuck him with only the tip. I heard him sigh contentedly as he reached down to grab at his meat. As I picked up the pace, he tugged at himself. I was careful not to get too excited through fear of going too deep. But I was loving this. Him jerking off whilst I tipped his arsehole was beyond stimulating. My head was giddy, so when he told me I could go deeper, I thought I would explode. I applied some pressure and felt the dildo sink into him further. The base of the dildo was intense against my hardened clit. Every thrust I made, a bolt of electricity flowed through me. I was in control. I was penetrating him. This was role reversal. I continued to pleasure him in the missionary position for a while. I just couldn't get enough of the view. I usually enjoyed him jerking off, but this was next level. Seeing the strap-on going in and out of him at the same time thrilled me hugely. I eased the fake cock out of him and told him to assume the doggy-style position. He did. As I situated myself behind him, I paused to appreciate the landscape. His firm, muscly ass cocked before me, his long, thick dick erect but hanging just enough to be visible between his legs and his bollocks dangling like two juicy oranges in a carrier bag. I lathered on some more lube. He moved with my hand as I spread the generous amount all over his anal area. I lined up the strap-on and eased it in. He welcomed the shaft by cocking his ass slightly. It slipped in fully and a throaty grunt escaped his lips. I placed my hands on his hips, steadied myself, and began to fuck him. I glanced down at my nipples. They were rock hard. The outpouring of my pussy juice dampened my hole underneath. I was sodden, massively turned on, and soaking wet. My motion was in full swing, and I could tell all his inhibitions were well and truly gone. He said he wanted to ride my dick, so I pulled out and flopped onto the bed, face up. He stooped over the upright toy and slowly lowered himself down. Every part of my body fizzed with excitement. I reached out and cuffed his concrete hard dick with my hand. As he bounced, I wanked him off. He was so good at playing cowgirl, or should I say cowboy. I was impressed. I could tell when he was getting close to coming. His pleasurable sounds reached fever pitch, and as the base of the dildo continued to rub my stiff nub, I was nearly there too. I closed my eyes and focused on the pressure building between my legs. As he thrusted harder and quicker, my eyes shot open again. I didn't want to miss the finale. He had his dick in his hand and was yanking at it furiously as he bounced up and down. Within seconds, he flexed his back and let out an almighty groan. Cum shot out of him, thick and fast. He kept on bouncing, but his jerking slowed down as he milked every last drop of his massive nut. I needed to come too, so I told him to keep going. He did. It wasn't long before the friction against my clit took me over the edge. Fireworks went off in my pussy, huge ones. He eased himself off the toy and slumped down next to me. His dick was limp and sticky. My pussy was wet and satisfied. My fantasy had been fulfilled. I've been Cheryl Blue, and if you've enjoyed this, please check out more of my work at tintedblue.com and visit girlonthenet.com/audioporn for more sexy stories read aloud.